Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning. Sunday morning, amen, the first Sunday of this month. Praise God. Welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, amen. I'm just giving God the praises, giving God the glory, because truly, when the praises go up, the blessings come down, amen. Praise God. So don't forget to give God the praises. Don't forget to lift him up, because he is God all by himself. Amen. So I thank God this morning for that song. Amen. Because it lifts your spirit up. Amen. When the praises go up, come on, the blessings come down. Come on, say, shower down on me, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on this morning for you, you, and you. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to come into your homes, in your cars, wherever you may be at right now, in your home. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't forget to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. And y'all know how we do. Praise God. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray this morning. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we just bless your holy name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just ask, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, to let your blood prevail, God, against anything that's coming up against the radio show today, Lord God. We ask, God, that you will pull down every stronghold, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we call forth the anointing, the anointing, the anointing that breaks yokes, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. We thank you for your mighty move, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will bless everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will move by your Holy Spirit on today, Lord God. I ask that you deliver, God, that you heal, God, that you make free on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as I move aside, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, allow me to decrease that the power of God may increase, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for wisdom. I pray for your knowledge. I pray for understanding. And I pray that you will stir up every gift on the inside of me, Father God, on today, Lord God, to bring forth thy word, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. And I lift you up, God, today. These things I pray in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Today, I want to take us to the book of Luke. The book of Luke, amen, the first chapter. I want to start at the 26th verse. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit is ready, y'all. Come on, let's go. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 1:26. It says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. I'm going to stop there. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Lord wants us to know today that we are blessed and highly favored. I want you to receive that in your spirit today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me just talk to us this morning. Amen. Praise God. Yesterday, amen. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yesterday, I toiled all day long asking God, like, what is it that you want to talk to them about today? And I'm telling you, I even told my husband, I don't have nothing. God has not given me anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just kept sitting. I kept praying. I kept seeking him. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. But he said to tell them that they are blessed and highly favored. Let me go to the word, God. Let me talk to us a little bit. I'm so excited to have the opportunity, first of all, to come into your home to share God's word, enrich the word of God with you. Amen. It just gives me great joy, amen, to pray is going to be a blessing to you in every kind of way, in every special way. Come on, somebody. Today we're going to be talking from the message, you are blessed and highly favored. But before we start, I want you to understand being blessed and highly favored doesn't mean that your plans are going to go the way you want them to go. Come on, somebody. In fact, it's just the opposite. And that's what God was showing me on yesterday, praise God, just Holy Spirit. To be blessed and highly favored doesn't mean that it's going to go the way I want it to go. It doesn't mean that it's going to go the way that you want it to go. Many, many times God interrupts and disrupts everything that you had in mind. Totally tears up your plans and goes in a completely different direction. To be blessed, to be highly favored, is to have, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, the thoughts of being able to let go of what you thought was going to happen and to embrace what God wants you to do in your life. It may be a shift, it may be a turn, but God has a plan. Somebody say, God has a plan, and it's better than yours. Come on, Holy Ghost. Let's take a look at how this takes place and how God wants you to be blessed. The Bible says in Luke 1:28, and my subject today is you are blessed and highly favored. And the angel came into her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. That's good. It sounds real good to me. I like to be favored, and I know that you like to be favored. Come on, Holy Ghost. Don't you like to be favored? Come on. Of all the people in the world, you are favored. That means you've been selected, you've been chosen, you have been exceeded far above the rest. Come on, Holy Ghost. You are in a category all by yourself. Come on, somebody. You have been highly favored. Now, typically speaking, it means you have been highly graced. Watch the interchange between grace and favor. The Bible said, remember, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And Noah, he was highly favored. To be favored is to have grace. The grace that sets you apart. Come on, somebody. Somebody's been set apart and chosen and favored by God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Sometimes you win and you can't take the credit for it. It's just grace. If you manage to hold on to your marriage together, you can't look down your nose at the people who didn't hold theirs together. Because you're looking over at your significant others now thinking it's just grace. honey, is this grace? Yes, it is grace. If you raise your children and they turned out good, don't talk about somebody else's. Come on, somebody. Because nobody has the secret to raising excellent kids. Just grace and highly favored gets through school, walking over to get your diploma or your degree. Or you know all your tests and exams and your finals is just grace. Come on, somebody. You pass. Come on. You've been highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. That's good news. Blessed art thou among women. You're in a class by yourself. Blessed art thou, come on, men, come on with me this morning. Hallelujah, glory to God. Blessed are you. I want to talk, are you blessed and highly favored? Do you feel that you're blessed and highly favored? Some of you, praise God, speak curses over your life, and God don't want you to speak curses over your life. You say, maybe I've been cursed. The devil was a liar. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus, and we call forth the glory of God. We call forth the anointing of God to break that yoke over you that you say that you're cursed. You're not cursed. You're blessed by God. Oh, God, when you feel that, praise God, that you're going through something, praise God, it doesn't mean that you're cursed. It means that God has blessed you. He has favored you. Come on, Holy Ghost. So I want to know, are you blessed and highly favored this morning? I want you to change your language. Come on, Holy Ghost. Whenever God gives you a word, it's going to take faith because the word never addresses the obvious. Come on. The word never comes to tell you that you are what you already know. The word comes into your life to reveal something that will require faith to execute. Come on, somebody. The faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the word doesn't come, oh, come on, somebody, to tell the rich that they are rich. Come on, somebody. The accountant can tell them that. The word comes to tell the poor people, you're rich. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. The word is a contradiction to your circumstances. It comes to weak people and tell you, you are strong. Come on, somebody. That's what I'm talking about when it contradicts what your present situation is right now. Yes, you might feel that your health is failing, but that doesn't mean that God is not going to move. Has he given you a word, amen, that's going to change it and say, yes, I've been sick, but now look what God did, praise God. Your circumstances, come on, Holy Ghost. It's not what it looks like. The word comes in direct contradiction to your circumstances and how you see yourself. Whatever the word comes, faith has to come right in behind it. For faith coming by hearing. Come on, somebody. First, receiving the word of God, receiving the obvious, the inobvious, receiving the abstract, receiving the ridiculous word of God. Come on, somebody, because sometimes it sounds ridiculous when you're sitting up in a house, praise God, and you're sitting in one room and somebody comes to give you a word, or God gives you a word and say, you know what, you're not going to live there long, praise God. I see, glory to God, that God is showing you that, yes, you're going to have a 3-bedroom, that you're going to have everything that you need. I'm just using this as an example. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. That does not mean, praise God, that your situation is not going to change. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. What are you receiving? It seems ridiculous. God, how are you going to tell me that I'm going to be a rich woman and I don't have $5? Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. The angel came to challenge her circumstances. And to tell her, you shall bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus. And she shall save the people of their sin. He shall save the people of their sin. Now, we can come out here and put a big manager up, come on, somebody, in front of the church, Come on and say kumbaya, whatever y'all want to, whatever rehearse, whatever story we got, praise God, and go home and eat, praise God, your, whatever you want to eat and whatever. But the word doesn't come so that we have another historical account of biblical stories, and we don't have that, praise God. We look at the word of God. We got to exercise the word of God. Whatever God gives you, praise God, you have to hold on to the word of God. Whatever your circumstances is, it won't stay the same. The word comes that we might learn how to live. Come on, somebody. So what are the principle that the story comes to teach us? That whatever God calls you to something that you are not, you become what he said because he said it. The angel doesn't say, Hail Mary, you're going to be blessed. Hail Mary, you're going to be highly favored. He says, you are highly favored. Right now, come on, somebody. Yes, God. Open our hearts and let me talk to us today about Mary's life right now. You are highly favored. Come on, somebody. You shall bring forth a son. His name shall be called what? I guess Mary felt like, I don't feel pregnant. Come on, somebody. I don't seem pregnant. Come on, somebody. I don't feel any physical signs that I am pregnant. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. That's why I came to tell you that there won't be any sign. Come on, Holy Ghost. There won't be any sound. There won't be any witness. Come on, somebody. But I'm going to bring it to pass. In fact, that's how you know, come on, God did it. Somebody said you're going to know when God do it. When there is no evidence but his word. Come on. And the Holy Spirit just talked to me this morning, praise God, again about us, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God says, let the Lord have his way in your life, saith the Lord thy God. God said, yes, it is my time, saith the Lord thy God. We got to let go and let God. Somebody say, let go and let God. It's not about what man can do. It's about what God said he's going to do. And God told me to say this again today. He said, tell the people of God, this is my time. This is my season to bless my people. And if you don't see it yet, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, you shall see what God is going to do, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. It is going to be the evidence of God. The Bible says she struggled to receive the word. How can these things be, seeing as I know not a man? That our biggest problem is with receiving the word of God. We seem to be hooked on validation of men. And if we don't get the validation and the accommodation of man, come on, we have trouble believing God's word. How can I be rich when a man say I'm poor? Come on. How can I be strong when man say I'm weak? How can I be healed? Come on. Come on. If man see me not healed, how can I be the head when my friends say I'm the tail? How can I be above when my situation looks like it's beneath? How can I be an overcomer when it looks like everything has pressed me down? How can I have peace, come on, somebody, when I feel confused? Come on, Holy Ghost. How can I have joy when I've been going through a season of depression, pain, and sorrow, discouragement, and rejection? How can this be? Come on, I'm talking to somebody today. The angel says, that's why I came, to tell you that your circumstances are lying. Come on, Holy Ghost. And your conditions are not true. Oh, come on, God. That's why God is sending his word to us today, to let you know you might didn't get an angel to come to you, but he sent his messenger to speak a word over your life. That's why I came, come on, Holy Ghost, to tell you that your circumstances are lying. Come on. Your condition is not true. What you feel doesn't matter. Your flesh will not confirm it. Your emotions will not validate it. Your friends will not collaborate with it. Humanity will not condone it. Come on, Holy Ghost. But you are highly favored. And what God is getting ready to do in your life, he will not need a partner. He don't need a board. He don't need a committee. He will not need a man. He's just going to bring it to pass all by himself. Come on, Holy Ghost. He's going to do it through your lonely self, through your empty self, to your lacking self, to your troubled self. Come on, somebody, because we all been there. We all going through some things, amen. We might not talk about it, praise God, but we all in some kind of category, either lonely or empty or lacking or troubled. Come on, Holy Ghost. Your situation doesn't confirm it, but God's going to. How can these things be, seeing as I know not a man? You don't need to know nobody. You don't need anybody to authorize it, organize it, give you credentials, lay hands on you, say it's going to happen, validate it, stand with you, put their support behind you. Come on, somebody. They don't have to vote for you. Come on, Holy Ghost. They don't have to believe in you. Come on, my God, I give you glory. They don't have to like you. Come on, somebody. And that's another problem. We got to get rid of trying to please people to like you. Oh, come on, somebody. If you got to walk by yourself in this season, amen, praise God. So be it, amen, praise God. Because my thing in this season, praise God, if they can walk away, let them look, go, let them walk. Come on, somebody, because they're not part of the plan that God has for you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. They don't have to confirm it. They don't have to support it. If God said it, that's what it does. It settles it. Somebody say that settles it. My God, I give you glory. To me, it was something about the leaping of the baby that gave her strength for the time of being resilienced. Sometimes God has to resilience us. Sometimes we talk too much. We tell too much. We say what God is getting ready to do, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So sometimes, praise God, we got to shut our mouths, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. My God, I give you glory. And the El Shaddai, you have to go from receiving to resilience because you now, you have your process. This is somebody say, because now instant you're in your process. Come on, somebody. And in order to get through process, you have to be resilienced. Come on, somebody. What I like about God, you won't ask you to be resilienced without giving you hope. My God, I give you glory. Don't God come to give you hope, praise God. Don't God send a word to you, praise God. Don't God give dreams and vision, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And many of you, praise God, God is getting ready to open you up to prophetic dreams, praise God. All this demonic dreams, praise God, we ask God right now to break every yoke, that you will receive the prophetic dreams that God wants to give you, the same anointing that Joseph had. I decree it upon us today in the name of Jesus, that God will give us dreams and visions and show us, praise God, where we're going in time, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, he's going to give us hope. My God, I give you glory. So he let them have this meeting to give heard some encouragement that you're on the right track. Come on, somebody. So when you go back into discouragement, because sometimes, praise God, God can give us something, but sometimes, praise God, it takes a long time, and we just get impatient, and we just try to do our own thing, praise God. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, in the midst of I want you to be patient with God, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God said, be encouraged. He gives us hope, praise God. Some get encouragement that you're on the right track, and when you go back into discouragement, you would have something, amen, something to encourage yourself. Oh, come on, somebody, I have to take out the book of remembrance sometimes, praise God, because sometimes, amen, praise God, when God gives me a word, praise God, and I want you to practice this, praise God, because we all need the book of remembrance. My God, I give you glory. When God gives me a dream, I write it down. When God gives me a word, I write it down. When I get to the Boshanda, when I get in the word of God, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, whatever he gives me, I write it down, because that's, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, because that is God speaking to us, praise God. We give us hope. He give us hope. He give us hope. He will not leave us discouraged. Come by the elbow, shake your love, Ashanda. Say if the Lord thy God, yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. So when that comes, praise God, you got to go back and you have to remember what God already spoke over you. You have to remember what God already showed you. You have to remember what God already spoke to you. I don't care if it's been 7 years. Go back, go back, go back. Don't get discouraged. Don't get impatient and try to do it yourself. Let the Lord will be done in your life, saith the Lord thy God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Go back to discouragement. You will have something to encourage yourself. Say, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I do know that God is going to do something. God is on to something big, praise God. Because when I went in there, amen, to kiss, as she went in, praise God, to kiss her cousin, amen, her baby began to leap, praise God. And when God give us a word, praise God, your baby began to leap, praise God. It brings forth hope. Come on, somebody, my God, I give you the glory. Some of y'all, praise God, yes, holy prayer. Some of us, praise God, get by and come into church, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And when all hell is breaking loose, we come to church, just like we in church right now, and something is said or done to make your baby leap. It's something making your baby leap today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Even though you got to go back to work, yes, Holy Spirit, or whatever you do on Monday to deal with the stuff that you have to deal with, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, make Sunday. Sunday makes it a bit better because the baby leaped on Sunday, praise God. You got more encouragement. You got more insight. God, my shake, call you by Shanda, so you can go in there and face all them haters and whatever you dealing with, praise God, and say good morning, praise God, because once you have been strengthened from the inside, the things that happen on the outside don't bother you, because why? Your baby is leaping. God is speaking to you. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. And when your baby leaps, you can sustain yourself. You can hold on a little while longer. Somebody say, I'm holding on a little while longer. Glory to God, glory to God. The devil said, okay. All right, come on. See, that's where you got to know, praise God. When God is blessing and your baby is leaping, praise God, here comes the enemy. My God, I give you the glory. My God, I give you the glory. The devil said, okay. I couldn't stop him, or I couldn't stop her from receiving it, and I couldn't stop him or her from being resilient. He said, come on, somebody, but I ain't through. I got another test for them to go through. Come on, somebody. See how the favor she is now. You are being favored by God. I'm going to give him or her, come on, rejection. Come on. That's what the enemy uses sometimes. See, being favored doesn't mean you don't need resilience. Being favored doesn't mean you won't be rejected. But you got to. That's why the angel told you, the angel would have told you if your circumstances would have validated it. The angel told you
so you have something to hold on to while you're going through rejection, so that none of these things will even move you from what you believe. Oh, come on, somebody. I want to talk to us today. Somebody say, I'm being resilienced. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Though they may reject me, though they may talk about me, though they may see me in a state that I am right now, but I believe God, because God already showed me, God already told me that I'm blessed and highly favored. God already let me know, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Come on, church, come on with me, because God has been speaking to us for a whole year, letting us know, praise God, what he's about to do in our lives. Come on, somebody, and some of you have already received it, some of you have not yet received it, but God is moving by his Holy Spirit. God is going to move the way that he say he's going to move. He's going to move in a miraculous way that you're going to know that God is God and God is doing this for you and me. Praise God. I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't you give up. Praise God. Don't you let go of God's unchanging hand. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because God is lifting us up. He's speaking to us today. He's letting us know, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that you are highly favored. You are not cursed. You are a blessing, and you are a blessing to somebody else, not only to yourself. In the name of Jesus, my God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Come on, Saul. Y'all got to bear with me for a minute. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My whole screen froze. Thank you, Jesus. But that's all right, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way today. My God, I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. Come on, let's give God some glory, y'all, while we're yet doing what God has called us to do. Praise God. He is trying to tell us, just believe in him, and he will bring everything to pass. Yes, Holy Spirit, God is moving by his mighty power. And he's going to do miraculous and great things in your life, praise God. Though it, you might not see it right now, but watch the hand of God. He never fails. He never turns back on his word. He will do that, what he's promised you that he is going to do. Yes, Holy Spirit, the Lord bless you. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're getting ready to do in the lives of your people.
This is my favorite song. Come on. Remember the day, yes, I gave my heart to you, Lord. You told me if I
trust you,
you would never
leave me.
You said you'd always be there, oh, oh. And even though I've never seen your face,
I'm
Hallelujah. Somebody say, I believe in you, Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. Have his way today. Praise God. Hallelujah. As he said, he looked into your future. Amen. Praise God. But you got to know that God is with you and you are favored by God. Somebody say, I am favored by God. Come on. I want you to talk to yourself today. Praise God. No matter what's going on around you, I am favored by the one and only. And come on, somebody. God has favored me. Come on. Yes, Holy Ghost. So let's talk a little bit. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Though the enemy just comes, praise God, and try to make you feel that God is not doing nothing in your life, praise God, you got to get back on the horse. Come on, somebody. If you've been knocked down, praise God, you got to get back up. Somebody say, get back up and start all over. Brush your knees off and say, yes. Lift your hands to the heavens and say, I am blessed. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. They see me one way, praise God, but God got a plan for my life. Come on, I want you to talk to yourself today, praise God. Though the world may be talking about you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, God got a blessing with your name on it, praise God, written out just for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Get back up. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, like they said to Mary, get back on that horse, Mary. Hallelujah. We're going to find something. Oh, Joseph, I can't wait much longer, she said. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. This is me talking. Pray. I can't wait much longer. Praise God. That's all right, baby. That's what you know. We got to talk that way. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We're going to find something, he said. Praise God. Now she got to trust the guy, come on, who was about to divorce her. Come on. And she vulnerable now because the baby is heavy.
Oh, Joseph, we don't have much longer. Wait a minute, she says. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I see a place over there. Let me try that. Come on. Mister, my wife is going into labor. I'm sorry. No room. Come on. Y'all know the story. No room in the inn. Come on, somebody. God, what am I going to do? Now I'm not sure I can do justice with this final trimester of my pregnancy. I could imagine it, but she says real. But all the men, come on, you got this. You got this. I want the men to know you got this. Everybody minister to the women, praise God, but sometimes the men are left all alone to figure it out by themselves, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So if you are head of your house, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, you got to ask God to download some wisdom on the inside of you, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, and a greater insight into your family life. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God is called the men, praise God, to take dominion over their homes. My God, I give you the glory. That don't mean be a taskmaster over your home. That means, praise God, you be the nurturer. You be the builder. You be the one, praise God, that your wife or your husband, or come on, somebody, or even vice versa, can go to, praise God, to talk to. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes everybody needs somebody to talk to, but I want the men to know, praise God, I got you today, praise God. You got this, don't you? Except she wasn't on the donkey in the Palestine. She wasn't. She had no anesthesia. She had no prenatal care. Come on, somebody. Add that in your life today. She didn't have all that, but God says, Hail, Hail Mary, you are blessed and highly favored. Come on, somebody. Don't seem like she's being favored right now, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Running for their lives. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Sometimes, praise God, that we got to go through some things, amen, but we're still blessed by God. He didn't tell you, praise God, that you're not going to go through some things to be favored by God. Most of the ones that are favored by God is going to go through the most, to be able to tell somebody else that you can overcome, praise God, that you can make it, praise God, that you can get up and you can brush yourselves off, praise God, just because, praise God, you got a house and a car, clothes and money, praise God, that don't mean nothing to God, praise God, because he can give that to anybody, praise God. But the favor of God don't need your money. Come on, somebody. The favor of God can heal you, praise God, without the doctor. Come on, somebody. The favor of God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, can bring your family together without you lifting a hand, because God says the battle never been yours anyway. The battle has been his. So that means that, praise God, that God got you. My God. God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Going to tell you that what it feels like to be a man and a family in crisis and you can't deliver. Come on, somebody. I'm going to tell you what it's like it is to go back home and look at need and can't produce. I'm going to tell you, amen. You, the pressures that comes on your heart when you can't recognize you and you're running out of time, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Have you ever been there, men? Praise God. I'm talking to the men right now, praise God, because I don't want you to give up. I want you to stand up and take dominion, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And he told her, I got your back, Mary. And you wish somebody had yours. And you're running out of time. Oh, Joseph, and Joseph, amen, praise God, you can't do nothing. There are some men right now who know what I'm talking about. But you had to go back to the donkey and say, we got to make it do. Saddle up and the people you love on top of something you hate into something you can't fix and you keep on going. That's what being a man. I say you're a man even though you didn't get it in the end. I say you're a man even though you didn't fix the problem. I say you're a man even though you couldn't do what you wanted to do this year. I say you're a man, you know why? Because you stayed. You stuck it out. She birthed the things that would birth her. She delivered the things that would deliver her. She pushed out the baby that would push her out of sin. She nursed that child that would nurse her. Come on, somebody. She held the one that would hold her. She blessed the one that would bless her. You see, the reason the devil doesn't want you to birth what God put on inside of you, because as soon as you get through birthing, it's going to birth you. Everything I ever delivered always turned out to deliver me. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. See, birthing, the redemption. She redeemed in the delivering what will redeem her in crucifixion. The things in you right now will deliver you. Come on, somebody. This is what I want you to see. God doesn't need anything in me to deliver the things that's in you. When you push out what's in you, you meet your deliverance. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I want you to make room. Come on, Holy Ghost. Make room for what God is getting ready to do in your life. Make room for what God is getting ready to push out. Praise God. God says, Shanda, hear the Spirit of God. God is moving on your behalf. God is doing great and mighty things in your life that you cannot see. They're on the inside, birthing on the outside. Yes, you are highly favored. Yes, you are blessed by God. Yes, God is going to deliver. Yes, God is going to heal. Yes, God is going to make free. Oh, come on, church, talk to me this morning. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I want you to say it's not over until God say it's over. God says that you are blessed. You are blessed. The Bible says that when Mary praised God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, when she began, amen, all the stuff that she had to go through, all that God spoke to her, when God sent that angel, praise God, she did not know how all this stuff was going to happen. I don't care where you're at in life right now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You got to understand that God has a plan. He has a purpose for you. There is things in you, praise God, that's going to bless others, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But we have to stick and stay. Come on, somebody. As I said before, stick and stay, kneel and pray. You got to stay before God, praise God, because God is going to give you some extraordinary insight into some things, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. My God, I give you the glory. God is getting ready to do some things that you least expect him to do. And as the Holy Ghost said today, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, this year will be a year, praise God, that you're going to give God the praises. You're going to have a new song in your mouth, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. I hear you, God, that you shall be established, saith the Lord thy God, no matter what it looks like right now, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. God is going to do miraculous things. Somebody say, I got a new song. My God, I give you the glory. There's a new song that you're going to sing this year. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, you're going to laugh at things that you never thought that you would laugh at. Praise God. Because God says, I don't need your help, my Shekoyada Bashanta, to bring, oh, yes, Holy Holy Ghost to bring forth the promises that I have spoken to you, praise God. Like the Bible, like he said, praise God, he didn't need a committee, praise God. He didn't need a board, praise God. He didn't need your friend, praise God. He didn't need cousin boo-boo down the street, praise God. He didn't need nobody, praise God. He put a seal on it, praise God. And I hear the Holy Ghost today, praise God, that you shall spring forward, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, you shall bounce back, saith the Lord thy God. Mary began to sing a song. My God, after she went through all that she went through, praise God, she gave God the praises. Amen, praise God. She began to speak in a prophetic tongue, praise God. And that's how some of you are going to do, praise God. God is going to bless you so much, praise God. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, you got to stay, glory to God, keep your hands on the plow, because the Bible says it, Abushaya, it is best to keep your hands on the plow than turn back, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, my God, I give you glory. Mary sung praises. She said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly one, the one that's low, the low estate. Come on, somebody, of his maidservant. He said, behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. Come on, somebody, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and is holy is his name. Come on, somebody, you got to give God the praises. My God, I give you glory, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generations. Mary began to sing a song. My God, I give you glory. He has shown strength with his arm, says Mary. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from off their thrones. My God, I give you glory, and exalted the one that was very low. Come on, somebody. The low ones, the lowly. Come on, somebody. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to all the seeds forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months, praise God. Mary began to sing, praise God, to the Lord. We have a new song, praise God. Do you got a new song to sing to Jesus today? Because Jesus said, you shall be blessed, saith the Lord thy God. Come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I want somebody to know, praise God, if you're getting ready to move out of position, don't move nowhere, praise God. You're getting ready to see the blessings of the Lord that overtake you, overshadow you, undergird you, saith the Lord thy God. I'm here to tell you today what the Lord has given me. Yes, Holy Spirit, I want you to be encouraged, be encouraged, be encouraged. Blessed and highly favored are you, saith the Lord thy God. Come on, give God the glory, people of God. Come on and bless his holy name. Come on and tell him thank you today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because he shall bring the past, that what he has already spoken over your life. And the thing about it, praise God, you don't see it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, you can't perceive it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, but one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be in a whole new land, a whole new place, saith the Lord thy God. A whole new anointing, a whole new job. Come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God. Won't he do it, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit, he will do it the way he want to do it. It's not the way that you want to do it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I hear the Spirit of God speaking. You want it one way, praise God, but God said, let my will be done in your life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, somebody surrender to the Lord today and say, God, you do it the way you want to do it. I know I got plans, praise God, but God, you do it the way that you want to do it, because when you do it, God is done right, praise God. You're going to bring forth your blessings in my life. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, give God the glory, people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give God the glory. Come on, let's bless his holy name. Come on and say, thank you, Jesus. Because, God, I don't want to do it my way. I wanted to do it the way you want to do it, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, come on, give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give God the glory. We thank God for the word today. We thank God for his grace today. And most of all, we thank God for his favor today. He is moving by his Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the living God is moving. There's a movement taking place in your life, though you cannot see it. There's a movement taking place. Hallelujah. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry, praise God, you can call me 302-883-9799. Again, it's 302-883-9799. And most of all, if you need prayer, call me. I am available to you. Know that God loves you, people of God. He's speaking to you, people of God. He's blessing you, people of God. I'm getting ready to pray. Just give me a minute. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't leave without the benediction. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to pray. Hallelujah.
To the highest mountain. Oh, yes, and it flows to the lowest valley. The love that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. One more time, Puerto Rico.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We know it's the first Sunday of the month. The presence of God, praise God, will go with you and your household. I pray the plans of God for your life manifest. Amen. Whatever plans God has for you, I declare, let the heavens and the earth release it now. Yes, Holy Spirit. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we come. Yes, Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Lord, we just ask, Lord God, as the word has went forth, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, that someone has been blessed, God. I pray, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, God, that the word took root today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And they have more hope, God, that you know they call ya ta 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 ba shanda. God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, that they are ready to be blessed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that we stand in total surrender today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that we will let the blood prevail, God, against every dark spirit, God, that will try to hinder us, God, or try to cover our glory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the light of God to shine right now, God, upon us, in us, and through us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. And I ask, Father God, that you will break every yoke, break every yoke, break every yoke, God, that would hinder us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for a supernatural air, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Divine intervention in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for divine guidance, Father God, that we will not miss our divine appointments, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Let your glory reign upon us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, God, that you will break yokes of sickness right now, every infirmity right now be broken by fire, by thunder, and by force, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, every spirit of poverty be broken right now, Father God, off of our generation, including us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, going back to the forefathers, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, back to the third and fourth generation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let every spirit be broken right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we will have great success, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind up every spirit that's not like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of sabotage, we break it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against every spirit, God, that will try to scan our life, God, in the name of Jesus, that cause destruction, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you make every crooked place straight in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we will be able to bring forth, God, that which you have on the inside of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that our eyes be open, Father God. I pray that our eyes will be open, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, to see good and evil, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask you right now to walk with us, God. Talk with us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for divine insight right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for the great things that you already done. Thank you, Lord God, for the big things that you already done. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. Happy, happy, happy Sunday, everybody. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And don't forget, on Tuesday, amen, you will be on the air with Bishop Thurman A. Butler, praise God, from Undisputed Truth Ministries, praise God. And get ready, praise God, because the man of God is getting ready to come back. I will be more than glad to bring forth the announcements, amen, praise God, when Pastor Matthew Mill, yes, Holy Ghost, I'm speaking in tongues, Pastor Matthew McNeil, come back on the set, amen, praise God, that God will clear his schedule, amen, to come back. So bless you all, bless you, bless you, bless you. Guess what, y'all? God loves you, and so do I. We're going to go out with a bounce, y'all, in Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is going to be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
Breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating.
Anticipating.
God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
He's working.
Work
a miracle.
Miracle.
Just for me.
Just for me.